U.S. alleges Amazon manipulated $20 billion worth of ad prices. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission filed suit against Amazon on Monday, alleging the company secretly manipulated online advertising auctions to extract $20 billion in overcharges from more than 1 million advertisers since 2019, a case that arrives as the company simultaneously faces surging bond market borrowing costs and the most hostile regulatory climate in its history. The complaint, filed in Washington state and backed by a bipartisan coalition of 22 states, accuses Amazon of replacing legitimate auction outcomes with higher prices of its own choosing on its sponsored products and sponsored brands' ad placements. The lawsuit states that Amazon was unhappy about how much revenue its advertising auctions were generating and responded by overriding actual results. Amazon shares closed 2.5% lower on Monday following the announcement. Amazon, in a statement to the BBC, said it strongly disagrees with the lawsuit's premise and called the action misguided. The company added that average winning bids fell 50% from 2019 to 2025 on sponsored product search ads, and roughly 92% of placed ads are not given to the highest bid. Amazon also argued the Federal Trade Commission fundamentally misunderstands how advertisers operate. The case matters beyond Amazon's shareholder register. If the Federal Trade Commission's $20 billion figure holds in court, the implied overcharge represents a transfer of capital from more than a million businesses, many of them small and medium-sized enterprises, to one of the world's largest corporations. At the precise moment, those same businesses face the steepest borrowing costs since 2025. U.S. 10-year yields hit 4.79% on September 1, 2026, the highest since January 2025, as oil prices surged above $92 a barrel following renewed Middle East strikes. The $20 billion mechanism, how Amazon allegedly broke the auction Amazon's advertising marketplace operates on a second-price auction model. Under that structure, the winning bidder pays 1 cent more than the next highest bid, not their own maximum bid. This design is standard across digital advertising and gives bidders confidence that they will not systematically overpay. The Federal Trade Commission complaint alleges Amazon charged sponsored products advertisers their own winning bid close to 80% of the time, collapsing the second-price mechanism into a first-price outcome. The difference between those two pricing models, compounded across millions of auctions over 6 years, produced the $20 billion figure cited in the complaint. The alleged scheme is structurally distinct from simple price gouging. It exploits information asymmetry. Advertisers submitted bids under one set of rules and were charged under another. No individual auction result would have flagged the discrepancy at scale. Only aggregate forensic analysis, the kind the Federal Trade Commission conducted, would surface the pattern. The Federal Trade Commission's $20 billion figure, if upheld, implies Amazon extracted roughly $2.86 billion per year in excess advertising revenue from 2019 through 2025. Amazon's advertising services segment generated $56.2 billion in full-year revenue in 2024, as reported in Amazon's 2024 annual filings. The implied overcharge represents a material share of that base. Amazon's regulatory record, a pattern, not an anomaly, this is not Amazon's first settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. The company reached a $2.5 billion resolution in September 2025, covering civil penalties and consumer refunds, after the agency alleged Amazon enrolled consumers in Prime subscriptions without consent and made cancellation deliberately difficult. That precedent is instructive for sizing this case. The Prime settlement covered conduct affecting millions of consumers, but did not allege a specific dollar quantum of overcharging. The advertising case does. The Federal Trade Commission's $20 billion figure gives plaintiffs' attorneys, state attorneys general, and potential class action claimants a concrete anchor. institutional investors should price in the possibility that the final liability, including follow-on private litigation, exceeds the headline number. The bipartisan nature of the coalition, 22 states filed alongside the Federal Trade Commission, raises the political durability of the case. Unlike some regulatory actions that lose momentum when administrations change, a 22-state coalition creates redundant prosecution capacity. Even if federal priorities shift, state attorneys general can sustain the lawsuit independently. Macro timing. Regulatory risk meets the bond market wildfire. The lawsuit arrives as Amazon and other hyperscalers face a structural shift in their cost of capital. U.S. hyperscalers, including Amazon, Google, and Meta, have issued over $219 billion in debt so far in 2026 to fund AI data center buildouts, nearly a third of it in non-dollar currencies. The comparable figure for all of 2025 was $93 billion. Before that, annual issuance averaged less than $40 billion. Some analysts project total tech giant bond issuance could reach $400 billion to $500 billion this year. That volume competes directly with sovereign borrowers for fixed income capital, pushing yields higher across the curve. The 10-year Treasury yield at 4.79% and the 30-year U.S. mortgage rate at nearly 6.7% reflect that competition in real time. Federal Reserve Governor Michael Barr stated on September 1, 2026, that inflation had been too high for 5 years and warned policymakers should act decisively to raise rates if price pressures did not cool. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh said the previous week that policymakers would have work to do if they lacked confidence that inflation was easing. U.S. inflation ran at 3.4% in the year to July, above the Fed's 2% target, with rates held steady between 3.5% and 3.75%. Mohamed Elirian identified AI competition in bond markets as the biggest new factor driving yields. Lord Jim O'Neill attributed recent market action to uncertainty over U.S. policy, specifically efforts by the administration to manage down surging yields. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced a debt buyback program to reduce rates, but market reaction was short-lived. Investment positioning. What private equity and institutional capital should watch for private equity sponsors with portfolio companies that rely on Amazon's advertising marketplace. The lawsuit introduces three distinct risks. First, near-term ad pricing volatility. If Amazon faces injunctive relief requiring it to reform auction mechanics, CPCs, cost per click, on sponsored products could reset lower. That would benefit advertisers but compress Amazon's advertising margin. Sponsors holding consumer brands with significant Amazon ad budgets should model both scenarios. Second, the litigation tail. The Prime settlement at $2.5 billion took years to resolve. The advertising case is larger and more complex. A liability in the range of the $20 billion headline figure, even discounted significantly for settlement probability, represents a material drag on Amazon's free cash flow profile. Third, the macro leverage effect. Amazon is raising debt into a market where yields are at multi-year highs and competition from sovereign and tech borrowers is acute. A simultaneous large legal liability and elevated cost of capital is a combination that compresses financial flexibility, particularly for a company funding hundreds of billions in AI capital expenditure. For institutional investors with direct Amazon equity exposure, the stock's 2.5% single-day decline on the lawsuit announcement is a baseline. The Prime settlement, announced September 25, 2025, did not produce a similar dislocation, suggesting the market had partially priced in regulatory risk. The advertising case, with its explicit $20 billion quantum, is a different caliber of exposure. The Placamium view the market is treating this as a regulatory headline risk, a fine to be paid and forgotten. That framing misses the structural argument the Federal Trade Commission is making. The Prime case was about dark patterns in user experience, deceptive but ultimately remediable through disclosure and cancellation reform. The advertising case alleges that Amazon systematically and secretly substituted its own pricing for the market's pricing in a $56 billion revenue segment. That is not a design flaw. It is, if the complaint is accurate, a deliberate architecture to extract rent from a captive marketplace. The second-order implication is for the entire programmatic advertising ecosystem. Google faces its own antitrust scrutiny over ad technology. The Federal Trade Commission's willingness to prosecute Amazon's auction manipulation with a $20 billion anchor claim signals that regulators now have the forensic capability and political will to quantify harm in digital advertising at scale. That changes the risk calculus for every platform running auction-based ad markets. For Placamium, the more interesting trade is not Amazon itself, but the mid-market digital advertising technology companies that have been disadvantaged by Amazon's alleged pricing distortion for 6 years. If the auction mechanics are reformed by court order, the competitive landscape for independent ad tech firms improves measurably. Sponsored products pricing normalization redirects capital flows toward alternative platforms, off-Amazon demand generation tools, and retail media networks built on transparent auction models. The macro backdrop compounds the case for that rotation. With yields at multi-year highs, the cost of capital for Amazon's AI and logistics build-out is rising. Regulatory liability is rising. The combination pressures the stock's terminal value assumption more than the market's initial 2.5% reaction suggests. Institutions sitting on concentrated Amazon positions should treat Monday's move as the opening bid in a longer repricing, not a buying opportunity. The bottom line, the Federal Trade Commission's $20 billion advertising lawsuit against Amazon is the largest quantified regulatory claim against the company to date, filed into a macro environment where U.S. borrowing costs are at their highest in over a year. Oil prices have surged past $92, and the Federal Reserve is signaling rate hikes. Amazon faces a simultaneous squeeze on its cost of capital and its legal exposure that the market has not fully priced. The forward question is not whether Amazon settles, it almost certainly will, but at what number and on what timeline? If the Prime precedent holds, expect years of litigation, a settlement well below $20 billion, and structural reforms to auction mechanics that reset the competitive dynamics of retail media. The $2.5 billion Prime settlement should be the floor, not the ceiling, for sizing this exposure.